fears at a high pitch, with Donald Trump's return to presidency prompting the county's top law enforcers to promise adherence to state and local sanctuary ordinances. Trump's vow to carry out mass deportations influenced recent rumors that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, was in Eureka for random checks and arrests. The false rumors spread on social media, and at a January 16th meeting of the County Human Rights Commission's Sanctuary Ordinance Committee, District Attorney Stacey Eads and Sheriff Billy Hansel explained the limits of local, state, and federal authority. California Senate Bill 54 and Measure K, the county's voter-approved sanctuary ordinance, block non-federal law enforcers from detaining people for immigration violations. The laws also prohibit police from cooperating with federal immigration enforcers. There's exception in cases of serious or violent criminal activity. Eads and Hansel said their reach ends with local and state laws. Eads said her office has, quote, absolutely no intention to do anything other than what has been done, which is that we do not provide assistance to federal immigration officers. Hansel also affirmed that if ICE asks for assistance, the request will be denied.
But my primary job as sheriff is to enforce our local state laws. That's it. I have no jurisdiction over federal law enforcement. Zero. I cannot enforce federal law. That's not my job. Though I'm beholden to the federal constitution and the state of California, and so I will not break any laws. So I will not obstruct a federal agency from coming in and doing their job. But for me, just doing my job is not obstructing. Not obstructing at all. So we're here to enforce state law. That's our primary function. And to, again, enforce the local ordinances and what we do here. So they can't necessarily put any pressure on me because they can't force me to do anything that's outside of my ability to do.
The wrong rumors claimed ICE enforcers were randomly arresting people, something Hansel said ICE cannot legally do.
ICE and immigration enforcement will not come into our county randomly and start asking people for to prove citizenship.
Sin embargo, ICE y los agentes de migración no vendrán aleatoriamente al pueblo preguntándole a las personas o deteniéndolas sobre su estado migratorio.
ICE, in the past, and what's been told to me about their future intent is to respond to people that have broken the law.
ICE en el pasado lo que me habían comunicado es que venía aquí con la intención de detener a personas que habían roto la ley.
And these are laws of like federal laws, state of California laws that are serious and violent.
Estas son violaciones serias, leyes federales o leyes estatales.
So I want to assure people that ICE will not come in to an area such as a school or a mall or a workplace and randomly start asking people to prove their citizenship.
Así que les quiero asegurar que ICE no va a venir a las escuelas o a los centros comerciales a preguntar aleatoriamente a las personas por su ciudadanía.
No one at any time in the United States for any kind of random reason needs to prove their citizenship upon contact with law enforcement.
Nadie aleatoriamente solo porque sí tiene que probar su ciudadanía a ninguna gente legal.
The rumor instilled anxiety, led to questions from in-person and online attendees. County Supervisor Natalie Arroyo said she'll share information on any federal actions with the community, but only if it's been verified by organizations in the community that are trusted, such as Centro del Pueblo. Hansel was asked for reassurance in this exchange with a Eureka High School student who said the ICE rumors spread during finals week and were, quote, very scary and very distracting.
Just the idea that you could be pulled out of school and put into a van without your parents being notified, without the school or staff being able to stop federal agents such as ICE. What kind of reassurance can you give high schoolers that need reassurance right now?
Well, a couple of different things. Number one, ICE and general law enforcement don't have access to school records. Okay, we have to have a search warrant to get those school records to know who's in school. So ICE won't necessarily know who's there. So I don't think there's going to be any concern, or should not be any concern, that ICE is going to show up and randomly start asking people who they are and whether or not they're in the country legally or not.
The immigration issues will be further clarified during a public meeting set for February 4th. The Sanctuary Committee took action, voting to send a previously discussed letter expressing support for all of Humboldt County's community members to the Board of Supervisors and police agencies for affirmation. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.